And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and every week we do this wonderful countdown for you. Oh, that was kind of boastful. It is good, I will say that, but it's not wonderful because of us. It's wonderful because of the music. Have I dug myself out of that hole yet?
No, you should have just moved past it.
Okay, how about you talk about earshot-online.com then?
No, it's too late now, and now we need to talk about what a bad person you are. Earshot is the National Campus Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, and you can find the entire national top 50 from which we're about to delve into the top 10. Other published charts found at that website include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Earshot20 at gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and at earshot20 on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and get a hold of us. And if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you, give you a little exposure on this show. We'll give you an interview, and we'll play something from one of your latest or newest releases. So make sure to do that, and we do that in amongst the countdown as well. We interview people on the charts, and we're going to be talking coming up in just a little bit with Rebecca Higgs, who is sitting on our charts this week. But first, we need to find out what's at number 10.
At number 10 is Free Love Fenner. They fall to that spot from number 7, and that is their excellent debut record, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. You're going to hear a track called Last Summer, and then we're going to hear two debuts in the top 20, in the top 10 in a row, which will be the final debuts on the program this week. At number 9 is F Off, Get Free, We Pour Light on Everything, which is the new and 7th full-length album from experimental rock group the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. You're going to hear a track called Little Ones Run, and after that you're going to hear Blow Me a Kiss, which is a track from Hamilton Roots Lovers Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, who return with their acoustically minded new record South, and what the band calls a fresh creative step for the group.
Here we go with the top 10. Stick around, there's more on the way. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 10. Number 9. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Blow Me a Kiss by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Their new record, South, debuts at number 8. And another debut at number 9 was the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra and their new record on Constellation Records. F off, get free, we pour light on everything. And you heard a track called Little Ones Run. And starting off that set for the second hour of the program was Free Love Fenner at number 10, down from number 7. Their record, Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner, a track called Last Summer.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. Great website. You should check it out. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. And we're going to continue the countdown now. Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Rebecca Higgs, who's on the charts this week. And we had a chance to catch up with her and find out a little bit more about the album and what's in the works. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7.
You're going to hear from Yamataka Sonic Titan. Their newest record's called Uzu. And at number 7, down to number 5, a track called Seasickness, Part 2.
Number 7.
Coming up in a few minutes, you'll hear from Rebecca Higgs, whose recently released EP, Shalala, is charting at number 5, and she's joining us on the phone now to chat. Rebecca, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, Anthony.
So you released Shalala early November 2013, just at the end of the year, and there was a bit of a break between that release and your previous 2011 record, Odd Fellowships. What was happening in that time for you?
Well, I was pregnant and I had a baby, so that took up about a year and a half of my life.
And so were you doing writing? I know that a lot of people, I don't have any children, but I know that a lot of people who do have children, it takes quite a bit of time. Were you thinking about music at that point, or were you just focused on the family life?
Yes, you know, I had done a few recordings and I was writing some songs, but unfortunately my pregnancy I was very ill for most of my pregnancy, so it kind of left me bedridden. And then after I had the baby, I was bedridden for another while longer. So it sort of delayed me a little bit here and there. But I was able to sort of finalize what I had been working on in September. And I just wanted to put something out really quickly and get something out there while it was still sort of fresh.
And a lot of people looking forward to this, and this record receiving some great reviews. There's a nice poppy feel to it. Did you make any changes musically or stylistically this time around compared to your previous releases?
Definitely. I feel like I'm always evolving and growing and changing a little bit in my music styles. And I have been experimenting with, 60s girl group feelings mixed with 80s Cocteau Twins and synths. And, you know, sort of combining those two worlds together and what I like to call psychedelic. And I think that kind of came together a little bit more clearly on this record as opposed to my previous one.
And what was the recording process like for this album?
Well, most of the instrumentation I do on my own. I did have a few friends that came in and played guitar, some bass parts, some drum parts. And of course, I like to, you know, I always sort of kind of start with the vocals, that's sort of my thing, with the looping and the layering and textures and using my voice as an instrument in multiple sort of facets in my music. So that's definitely there. And then, you know, bringing some friends in and just, I definitely had a heavy hand in the mixing of the music and sort of getting the sound that I wanted out of what we had recorded. So, yeah.
Keep it locked here for more with Rebecca after we visit the number 6 spot. Holding steady this week, it's Blood Orange. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Thank you. isn't real. Roxy got me touching and holding. Taking it for granted that you're here with me. Just tell me the truth. Am I just a little favorite obsessive?
It's the Earshot 20. That was Blood Orange, locked in at number 6. Still on the line with us is Rebecca Higgs. And some folks out there might not be aware, but you've been involved with another project as well, Ruby Jean and the Thoughtful Bees. Do you have any plans for that project?
Not at the moment. I was discussing with, the original band members about doing maybe a single show in St. John in the spring, but nothing in concrete, and definitely probably won't be putting out any new albums under that name.
And so what's next for you as a solo artist now that you've released this EP? Is there more to come? Are you looking at an LP? Are you continuing to write?
Yeah, I think that I'm starting to perform live again, which is the first step sort of for me. And I've also been figuring out how to do a live set solo by myself using a drum machine, a loop pedal, an auto harmonizer, and a guitar and a bass. And sort of playing four things at once to get across the vibe of what my music is all about these days. So I think that I'll hopefully be playing a few live shows, and then I'd like to start recording another EP and put out something before the end of the year.
Very cool. RebeccaHiggs.com is the online home for this wonderful Canadian artist. And Rebecca, thanks for dropping a line this week.
Thank you so much for getting in touch, and I look forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Here she is with her album Shalala. It's at number 5. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
You know you've made a man.
Extra.
Earshot 20.
That was a couple of tracks from Rebecca Higgs' new EP, which is in at number 5 this week, dropping just one spot. It's called Shalala. You heard a track called Loneliness and a track called Pills. And in amongst charting with that very artist, you also heard from number 6 sitting still this week is Blood Orange from the album Cubit Deluxe, It Is What It Is, and Yam and Taka Sonic Titan with a track called Seasickness Part 2 from their newest record, Uzu, at number 7, down 2 spots this week.
Big thanks to Rebecca Higgs for joining us on the program. Really great to chat with her. And now we're going to continue the countdown. We've only got 4 more left to bring you before this hour is complete. And we've done another top 20. I was going to say twop. I don't know why, because that's not a word. But top 20 countdown. And
it's a combination of top and 20.
Oh, I'm brilliant. I've come up with something. It's the Earshot Twop.
It's not working.
No. Okay. I'll ditch it. Anyway, here it is. So, 4 tracks to bring you until this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 4.
At number 4, up from 14, is Neil Young from the Live at the Cellar Door record, a track called Old Man.
Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 4. My life, I'm alone like you were.
so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Lullabies, look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 3.
I've been can't say tomorrow on the phone. Our time is fleeting, yes I know, but baby that's no cause to rush. Home. Slow down, love, and come closer. The time has come for you to hush. Not much time.
That was groovy.
That was Slow Down Love by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and track from the record Give the People What They Want, which is sitting still at number 3 this week. Before that, you heard Old Man by Neil Young. His newest release is Live at the Cellar Door, and that is at number 4, up from 14.
Reason number 145, why I admire you as a DJ, because you gave that the slow, like, you were like, that was pretty good. It was Slow Down Love. You're pretty good at that. You should consider a career in radio.
Thanks. Maybe I'll look into it.
Two more tracks to bring you before we complete the show. And top two, not a lot of movement this week in our in the top. And our top number one sitting there steady for its third or fourth week in a row.
I predict some challengers are arriving.
You think that's going to happen? Well, you stated very clearly earlier that you think we'll have a new number one next week, so...
Though if that's not the case, that's fine, too, because I really like Dog Day, so...
I've already taken it to the bank, so... Oh, okay. You told me to take it to the bank.
What was the exchange rate?
0%.
Inflation's up.
Yeah, 0%. All right.
We're going to move on to number two, the title track from the new Arcade Fire record, Reflector. Anthony's gonna be dancing his butt off in the studio.
I love this song. It's a goodie.
That's really all I have to say. Here it comes.
Stick around.
Get your dancing pants on.
We'll be back soon. It's Earshot 20.
Number two. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Joyride into
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Dog Day Sitting Still, and number one again this week, their newest record, Fade Out, and a track called Joyride. And for that, and number two was the title track from Arcade Fire's latest, Reflector.
There you have it, the top 20 counting down for another week. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. We count down the top 20 every week, charting from earshot-online.com. We take it from the National Top 50. And we are on the air live out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, campus and community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community and online radio partners. We'd like to give them a shout out right now.
You might be listening to us on one of these fine radio stations, including Peach City Radio, Axe Radio, Small Town Radio, Radio Laurier, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, The Scope, Caper Radio, Quartz Community Radio, CJSF, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CFBX, CX 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Newfoundland.
You can also download this program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can podcast the show on iTunes no matter how you're listening to us, though. Thank you very much for tuning into this program, and we hope you'll join us again next week for a brand new countdown and lots, lots more. Stick around for more great programming on the way on this station next. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.